Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is Meta's upcoming Muse Spark update. The company's chief AI officer, Alexander Wang, says the new version, codenamed Watermelon, brings big improvements in coding and agentic capabilities. Wang posted on X that the update is coming soon and will make Muse Spark more competitive with other leading models.
According to a Business Insider report citing anonymous sources, Wang told employees at a town hall that Watermelon has already caught up with OpenAI's flagship GPT 5.5 model. The update uses far more compute than its predecessor. Analysts say a strong Meta model could increase competition, lower AI costs, and give enterprises another alternative to OpenAI and Anthropic. The report notes Meta is reportedly developing plans for new cloud infrastructure business lines to sell access to AI computing power and models. One number to know today, 1,500. That's how many high-severity and critical CVEs were reported in June, according to Epoch AI. It's more than 3.5 times the previous monthly record, and the surge lines up with the launch of AI-powered bug hunting programs.
The Dakota reports that Bridgewater and Thinking Machines Lab have fine-tuned a QN3-$235 billion model for financial tasks. According to their own testing, the model hits 84.7% accuracy, beating Gemini, Claude, and GPT at roughly 1/14th of the cost. The model was trained on Bridgewater's proprietary financial data, which the source says is why other models failed the firm's internal tests. The right answers were never public.
The numbers haven't been verified by anyone outside the two companies, though. Bridgewater's CIO says the model is still experimental, but could eventually handle tasks like generating investment memos. The startup involved is Thinking Machines Lab, founded by former OpenAI CTO Mira Murati.
Next, the Financial Times reports that Anthropic is tightening efforts to block unauthorized access to its Claude AI tools from China. The company identified methods used by Chinese companies to bypass its restrictions, including access through overseas subsidiaries and cloud providers. According to the report, companies including Ant Financial have used these workarounds.
Anthropic's terms of service prohibit use in sanctioned regions, including China. The company says it uses technical measures and manual reviews to enforce its policies, but engineers are still finding ways to use the models despite stringent restrictions.
InfoWorld notes that a measure of daily spending on AI usage has fallen since its peak in May. The Silicon Data LLM Token Expenditure Index currently stands at $1.62 per million tokens, down 20% from its May peak. The index tracks aggregate spending across major cloud providers and suggests a cooling off after a period of intense experimentation. The article says interpreting the decline is challenging. It could be due to price pressure, a backlash, or users switching to less token-heavy models.
TechMeme reports that Alibaba has banned employees from using Anthropic's Claude code internally and asked them to remove all Claude models from their work computers due to security concerns identified by the company. The memo was circulated to Alibaba's engineering and product teams, according to the information. Alibaba is reportedly pushing its own internal AI models as a secure alternative for development work.
One thing to try is checking out the community discussion around DeepSeek's new DSpark breakthrough. A Reddit thread in the local Llama community points to a video explaining what users are calling a significant change coming from DeepSeek.
The video suggests DSpark is way faster than the previous approach. If you're experimenting with local models or looking at inference speed improvements, this might be worth a quick look to see if the claims hold up for your workflow. The thread includes early benchmarks and user impressions comparing the new approach to existing methods.
That's Compact Conversations for Saturday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.